more details about the new Star Trek film. There's going to be a scene depicting Spock's birth.
I'd be more interested in a scene depicting Spock's conception.
Oh, please. For Vulcans, mating, or if you will, ponfar, it's an extremely private matter.
Still, I'd like to know the details. His mother was human, his father was Vulcan. They couldn't just conceive.
Maybe they had to go to a clinic. Imagine Spock's dad in a little room with a copy of Pointy Ears and Shapely Rears.
Hi, can you help me? I was writing an email and the A key got stuck. Now it's just going, ah!
What'd you spill on it?
Nothing. Diet Coke. And yogurt. A little nail polish.
I'll take a look at it.
Gentlemen, switching to local nerd news, Fishman, Chen, Chowdhury, and McNair aren't fielding a team in the University Physics Bowl this year.
You're kidding. Why not?
They formed a barbershop quartet and got a gig playing Knott's Berry Farm.
Wow, so in your world, you're like the cool guys.
Recognize.
Well, this is our year. With those guys out, the entire Physics Bowl will kneel before Zod.
Zod?
Kryptonian villain. Long story.
Good story.
Raj covers his mouth.
Well, count me out.
What? Why?
You want me to use my intelligence in a tawdry competition? Would you ask Picasso to play Pictionary? Would you ask Noah Webster to play Boggle? Would you ask Jacques Cousteau to play Go Fish?
Come on, you need a four-person team. We're four people.
By that reasoning, we should also play bridge, hold up a hoopah, and enter the Olympic bobsled competition.
Tickets to that, please.
Sheldon, what? Do I need to quote Spock's dying words to you?
No, don't.
The needs of the many
outweigh the needs of the few.
Or the one. Damn it, I'll do it.
Our whole universe was in a hot, dense state that nearly 14 billion years ago expansion started. Wait, the Earth began to cool, the autotrophs began to drool, Neanderthals developed tools, we built a wall.
We built the pyramids, math, science, history, unraveling the mystery that all started with a Big Bang.
The Big Bang Theory.
Okay, first order of physics ball business. We need a truly kick-ass team name. Suggestions?
How about the Perpetual Motion Squad? It's beyond the laws of physics, plus a little heads up for the ladies.
The ladies?
Perpetual Motion Squad. We can go all night.
I like it.
I don't. Teams are traditionally named after fierce creatures, thus intimidating one's opponent.
Then we could be the Bengal Tigers.
Poor choice. Yet gram for gram, no animal exceeds the relative fighting strength of the army ant.
Maybe so. But you can't incinerate a Bengal tiger with a magnifying glass.
Let's put it to a vote. All those in favor...
Point of order. I move that any vote on team names must be unanimous. No man should be forced to emblazon his chest with a Bengal tiger when common sense dictates it should be an army ant.
Will the gentleman from the great state of denial yield for a question?
I will yield.
After we go through the exercise of an annoying series of votes, all of which the gentleman will lose, does he then intend to threaten to quit if he does not get his way?
He does.
I move we are the army ants. All those in favor?
Good afternoon, and welcome to today's Physics Bowl practice round. I'm Penny, and I'll be your host, because apparently I didn't have anything else to do on a Saturday afternoon, and isn't that just a little sad? Gentlemen, are you ready?
Yes.
Of course.
Fire away.
You know, it's none of my business, but isn't a guy who can't speak in front of women gonna hold you back a little?
Oh, he'll be okay once the women are mixed into the crowd. He only has a problem when they're one-on-one and smell nice.
Aw, thanks, Raj. It's vanilla oil.
I was actually the one who noticed. Okay, let's just start.
Okay, the first question is on the topic of optics. What is the shortest light pulse ever produced? Dr. Cooper.
And of course, the answer is 130 attoseconds.
That is correct.
I knew that too.
Good for you, sweetie. Okay, next question. What is the quantum mechanical effect used to encode data on hard disk drives? Howard.
And of course, the answer is giant magnetoresistance.
Right.
Hey, I buzzed in.
And I answered. It's called teamwork.
Don't you think I should answer the engineering questions? I am an engineer.
By that logic, I should answer all the anthropology questions because I'm a mammal.
Just ask another one.
Okay. What artificial satellite has seen glimpses of Einstein's predicted frame dragging?
And of course, it's gravity probe B.
Sheldon, you have to let somebody else answer.
Why?
Because it's polite.
What do manners have to do with it? This is war. Were the Romans polite when they salted the ground of Carthage to make sure nothing would ever grow again?
Leonard, you said I only had to ask questions.
The objective of the competition is to give correct answers. If I know them, why shouldn't I give them?
Some of us might have the correct answers, too.
Oh, please, you don't even have a PhD.
All right, that's it.
Howard, sit down.
Okay.
Maybe we should take a little break.
Good idea. I need my wrist brace. All this button pushing is aggravating my old Nintendo injury.
I agree.
What did he say?
He compared Sheldon to a disposable feminine cleansing product one might use on a summer's eve.
Yeah, and the bag it came in.
Leonard, excellent. I want to show you something.
Can it wait? I need to talk to you.
Just look. I've designed the perfect uniforms for our team. The colors are based on Star Trek, the original series. The three of you will wear support red, and I will wear command gold.
Why do they say AA?
Army ants.
Isn't that confusing? AA might mean something else to certain people.
Why would a physics bowl team be called anodized aluminum?
No, I meant... Never mind. Hey, check it out. I got you a Batman cookie jar.
Oh, neat. What's the occasion?
Well, you're a friend, and you like Batman and cookies, and you're off the team.
What?
Howard, Raj, and I just had a team meeting.
No, you didn't.
Yes, we did. I just came from there.
Okay, I don't know where you just came from, but it couldn't have been a team meeting because I'm on the team and I wasn't there. Ergo, the team did not meet.
Okay, let me try it this way. I was at a coffee klatch with a couple of friends and one thing led to another and it turns out you're off the team.
Why?
Because you're taking all the fun out of it.
I'm sorry, is the winner of the physics bowl the team that has the most fun?
Okay, let me try it this way. You're annoying and no one wants to play with you anymore.
I see. Well, at this point, I should inform you that I intend to form my own team and destroy the molecular bonds that bind your very matter together and reduce the resulting particulate chaos to tears.
Thanks for the heads up.
You're welcome. One more thing.
Yes?
It's on.
The cafeteria.
So who do you get to be on his team?
He won't say. He just smiles and eats macaroons out of his bat jar.
He's using psychological warfare. We must reply in kind. I see we wait until he looks at us, then laugh like, yes, you are a smart and strong competitor, but we are also smart and strong, and we have a reasonable chance of defeating you.
How exactly would that laugh go?
That sounds more like we are a tall, thin woman who wants to make a coat out of your Dalmatians.
Guys, let's remember that Sheldon is still our friend and my roommate.
So?
So nothing. Let's destroy him.
Gentlemen.
Sheldon does his best to ignore him.
Okay, we're gonna need a strong fourth for our team.
You know who's apparently very smart is the girl who played TV's Blossom. She got a PhD in neuroscience or something.
Raj, we're not getting TV's Blossom to join our physics bowl team.
How about the girl from the Wonder Years?
Gentlemen, I believe I've found the solution to all our problems.
Leslie.
We can't ask Leslie Winkle.
Why? Because you slept together and when she was done with you, she discarded you like last night's chutney?
Yes.
Sometimes you gotta take one for the team.
Yeah. Sack up, dude.
Fine. Here I go, taking one for the team. In the sack.
They go over.
Hey, Leslie.
Hi, guys.
So, Leslie, I have a question for you, and it might be a little awkward, you know, given that I...
hit that thing.
Leonard, there's no reason to feel uncomfortable just because we've seen each other's faces and naked bodies.
There's not? Gee, because it sure sounds like there should be.
Rest assured that any aspects of our sexual relationship regarding your preferences, your idiosyncrasies, your performance are still protected by the inherent confidentiality of the bedroom.
That's all very comforting, but if it's okay, I'd like to get on my question now.
Proceed.
We are entering the physics bowl, and we need a fourth for our team.
No, thanks. I'm really busy with my like-sign dilepton supersymmetry search.
Dilepton schmilepton, we need you.
Sorry.
Well, we tried. Just have to face Sheldon mono, imano, imano, amano.
Wait, you're going up against Sheldon Cooper?
Yes.
That arrogant, misogynistic East Texas doorknob that told me I should abandon my work with high energy particles for laundry and childbearing?
She's in.
So, how do you feel? Nice and loose? Come to play? Got your game face on? Are you ready?
Yeah. You know, you don't have to stay for the whole thing.
Oh, no, no, I want to. Sounds really interesting.
Sheldon sidles in wearing a gold Star Trek uniform.
Gentlemen.
Sheldon.
Sheldon.
Sheldon. I'm just gonna sit down.
Three red Star Trek uniforms.
So, is that your team?
Actually, I don't need a team. I could easily defeat you single-handedly, but the rules require four. So, may I introduce the third floor janitor, the lady from the lunchroom, and my Spanish is not good, either her son or her butcher. And what about your team? What rat have you recruited to the SS sinking ship?
Hello, Sheldon.
He turns around.
Leslie Winkle.
Yeah, Leslie Winkle. The answer to the question, who made Sheldon Cooper cry like a little girl?
Yes? Well, I'm polymerized tree sap, and you're an inorganic adhesive, so whatever verbal projectile you launch in my direction is reflected off of me, returns on its original trajectory, and adheres to you.
Oh, ouch.
Okay, if everyone could please take your seats.
Sheldon edges away from her, maintaining eye contact at all times.
Here's your T-shirt.
It's emblazoned with the team initials.
EMS. It's a couple days early.
No. It stands for Perpetual Motion Squad.
Oh, right, of course. What was I thinking?
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to this year's Physics Bowl. Today's preliminary match features two great teams, AA versus PMS.
All night long, y'all.
We can go all night is printed on Howard's back.
Okay, well, let's jump right in. First question. For 10 points, what is the isospin singlet partner of the Pi Zero meson?
PMS.
The Eta meson.
Correct.
Formal protest.
On what grounds?
The Velcro on my wrist brace caught on my shirt.
Denied. All right, for 10 points, what is the lightest element on Earth with no stable isotope?
AA. And of course, the answer is technetium.
Terrific. Next question. What is the force between two uncharged plates due to quantum vacuum fluctuation?
PMS.
Sheldon can suck on the Casimir effect.
Correct.
Penny starts texting.
How does a quantum computer factor large numbers?
PMS.
Shor's algorithm.
Correct.
Penny's nodding off.
4.1855 times 10 to the 7th ergs per calorie.
Prevost's theory of exchanges.
Lambda equals 1 over pi r squared n.
760 degrees Celsius, the approximate temperature of the young lady in the front row.
Mr. Wolowitz, this is your second warning.
A sigma particle.
Yes, assuming the hypothetical planet has a mass greater than the Earth.
Correct!
Penny wakes up and joins in the applause.
Ladies and gentlemen, I hold in my hand the final question. The score now stands. AA, 1150. PMS, 1175. So, for 100 points and the match, please turn your attention to the formula on the screens. Solve the equation.
What the hell is that?
It looks like something they found on the ship at Roswell.
Come on, think. Leslie?
Leonard, it's not going to work if you rush me. You have to let me get there.
You are never going to let that go, are you?
10 seconds.
Leonard hits his buzzer.
PMS!
Sorry, I panicked.
Then guess.
8. Point 4.
I'm sorry, that's incorrect. AA, if you can answer correctly, the match is yours.
He doesn't have it. He's got squat.
Sheldon's face has begun to twitch.
AA, I need your answer.
The answer is minus 8 pi alpha.
Hang on a second. That's not our answer. What are you doing?
Answering question. Winning physics bowl.
How do you know anything about physics?
Here I am janitor in former Soviet Union. I am physicist. Leningrad Polytechnica. Go polar bears.
Well, that's a delightful little story, but our arrangement was that you sit here and not say anything. I answer the questions.
You didn't answer a question.
Hey, look! Now, maybe you have democracy now in your beloved Russia, but on this physics bowl team, I rule with an iron fist. Ow!
AA, I need your official answer.
Well, it's not what he said.
Then what is it?
I want a different question.
You can't have a different question.
Formal protest.
Denied.
Informal protest.
Denied. I need your official answer.
No, I declined to provide one.
Well, that's too bad, because the answer your teammate gave was correct.
That's your opinion?
All right, the winner of the match is...
Hang on. Sheldon, is proving that you are single-handedly smarter than everyone else so important that you would rather lose by yourself than win as part of a team?
I don't understand the question.
Go ahead.
The winner is PMS!
As the PMS teammates throw their arms up in triumph, Howard runs in front of the audience and begins ripping off his t-shirt, revealing a false polar neck collar underneath. As his teammates break off their celebrations to give him puzzled looks, he swings his t-shirt over his head and throws it into the audience.
Sorry, somebody's sitting there.
Who?
My physics bowl trophy.
That trophy is meaningless. I forfeited, therefore you did not win.
I know someone who would disagree.
Who?
My physics bowl trophy. Leonard is so smart. Sheldon, who?
All right, that is very immature.
You're right. I'm sorry.
I'm not! Okay, new contest.
What are you doing?
I am settling once and for all who is the smartest around here. Okay? Are you ready?
Absolutely.
Bring it on.
Okay. Marcia, Jan, and Cindy were the three daughters in what TV family?
They look blankly at her.
The Brady Bunch. Okay. Sammy Hagar replaced David Lee Roth as the lead singer in what group?
They look blankly at each other.
The Brady Bunch?
Van Halen. All right, Madonna was married to this Ridgemont High alum. Oh my God, Sean Penn!
How do you know these things?
I go outside and I talk to people. Okay, here. What actor holds the record for being named People Magazine's Sexiest Man Alive?
William Shatner.
I don't think it's Shatner.
Then it's gotta be Patrick Stewart.
Leonard agrees.
No.
Formal protest.
All right, singer who sang Oops, I Did It Again?
Sheldon's face begins to twitch.
Tweety Bird taught he taught a what?
They both look confident.
Romulan.
Yes, he taught a Romulan.
They congratulate each other.